Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, I have a particular smell that I like more. No, not from me.
There's a smell. You always wore the best cologne.
There's a smell that I love more than any other, and it's not a smell that would come from a good place. Does that make any sense? Let me explain what it is. The smell is wood burning on a tropical, in a tropical environment. Now, do you know the smell I'm talking? You get this smell if anybody's ever been to like a Caribbean island.
Yeah.
I got it.
Understand what I'm talking about?
It's social unrest.
That's not the smell of social unrest.
Torches. No, I believe it. This is horrible to say, but I smelled it a lot in Haiti.
Okay.
I've smelled it in Jamaica, and I have smelled it in Florida when, and the only time you really get it in Florida is when there might be a little kind of brush fire. I hate to say that, but
so
it's
you know
true.
What it probably but is? It's the smell of
slash
green,
and burn.
No, green wood burning. Not like something that's young, like a palm tree or something, or the mangroves.
I get it occasionally, and when I get it, it truly feels. I got it today, dropping my kid off at school, and I got it, and it really was. It was just. It was that. It brings back. I don't know. Pleasant. It's really humid down here now, and really tropical. And this is why I live in this state, because I love it. I love it so much, And when I got that added little thing, it could be somebody that was burning something in
a body.
Incinerator somewhere.
Probably not a body.
It could have been anything burning, but I don't know why I'm sharing this. You know, you got to bear with me. I'm a little wiggy, all right? I'll be honest with you.
Well, because of your tropical environs, you're not going to have a lot of stately oaks and maples. So if anything burns, it's going to be a young, like a evergreen, some sort of
sappy
thing.
Keep on going to young.
No, it's like the young wood, man.
You know what?
It's not mature.
This falls into the category of why do you have to share everything, Mike? That's the way I look at it.
No,
Mike, why
nostalgic.
Do you constantly share?
And maybe you have the good feelings because you had such a really overwhelming, powerful trip to Haiti. And that's what it reminds you of.
Sense memory.
But I also know that I've gone to nice places, too, nicer than Haiti, where you get off the plane and if you're tooling around like in the neighborhoods, they cook with wood stoves.
On a scooter, hammered.
That's right.
That's not a good memory.
That's right.
That is not
broken
a good memory.
Broken beer bottle, passport returned at the last
minute. I cannot believe you brought that up. The depth of your cruelty to bring that up to me.
Quite honestly, I think you can believe he brought it up.
Yeah, I can.
And a little bit of a part of you thinks, why did he wait so long?
Exactly. Hey, morning, Mac. How are you?
He's good. You don't want to talk to Mac. He's going to ruin the show.
Yeah, he will.
I know, but I like to talk to him.
I tried to talk to Mac before the show.
It didn't go well.
It didn't go very well. He kept on asking me the same question.
Let's put Mac on the mic for a second
so I can
talk Mac-a-dack.
Hey, Mac, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Mike?
Did you yell at your mom today?
I did not.
Good. That's a good thing. Everything going well?
Everything is going very well, actually.
How is your health? Is your health okay?
Health is good. School is good.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah. And you're wearing like a black T-shirt today.
Yes.
And I don't
slimming.
See any orange. That's slimming.
I always have orange.
Well, Mac, I'd love to continue this discussion, but you know, I really can't talk with anybody in the studio because it's not about them and it's not about me. Ultimately, it's truly all about you. And Rob, is it true that there's a new one, a new theme?
I've heard about this.
Okay. All right, very good.
Mac time! Mac time!
Yeah. Nice.
Orange T-shirt for you! Yell at your mother, but not
like
really.
That.
Throw out your voice, but all of a sudden, it's better for showtime.
Okay. All right. That's quite enough of that. Very good. Today is Ashley Ferrante's 17th birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Did you play Welcome to the World by accident?
I slipped. My finger slipped. Yeah, sorry about that.
Today is Ashley Ferrante's 17th birthday, and she would like the traditional TMOS birthday song. Well, we're playing it. No. She would like the traditional TMOS birthday song sung to her by her crazy radio uncle. So
I like
for
that
you.
Phrase, the crazy radio uncles.
All right. One, two, three.
Happy birthday.
Ashley.
You curious.
Today is also Jeff Meyer's birthday. He turns 44. Holla from Spokane, Washington.
Holla.
Holla.
Josh Staples had his 38th birthday on St. Patrick's Day. Can Mike please say his first name like they did in the Blair Witch Project? One of the things I love to do more than anything else, I'm surprised I didn't do it spontaneously. Josh! Josh! God, I hated that movie.
I did too.
Oh, God, that movie was a piece of crap.
And there was
overrated.
Such hype.
Oh, God, disgustingly bad. Erica Halleck is having a birthday. It's an interesting last name.
Yeah.
It sounds like something, you would do. I really, for some reason, I'm getting a Down East Maine image right now. It's just like, hello, Vigil. Vigil, will you tell Martha that she's got to go down by the shed and move the Halleck from the back of the shed to the front? So put the Halleck over there.
It's funny. We're in the same vein. I was thinking fish.
Delicious. Well, that's because you
of Halleck.
You just basically take two letters and do it that way.
Right.
I think mine was more sophisticated.
Halleck tacos.
Absolutely. It's hard being stupid.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much. Well, we went out offshore off Mount Desert Rock and caught a school of Halleck. Anyway, Erica Halleck is having a birthday on March 27th. That's Easter.
Thank you.
Easter Sunday. For his own personal safety, her husband did not include her age. Easter Sunday's this Sunday. Look for me at the Lamb of God Church. I'll be the one in row four going,
but you know what, Mike? As you said, that's Easter.
Easter. Do the Bartman. Matt Bartman is about to turn 33. God, he's been listening to us a long time.
He has.
Since he was a pup.
He would love
some birthday love from Frankie. Well, let's spin the wheel and see what happens here.
How are you feeling about this one, Mike?
I'm optimistic, Rob. Very optimistic. Okay. All right, let's see. Blank, blank, blank there. Well, that's gambling. Anyway, sorry about that.
All that time he listened.
Sorry about that. I know. Well, maybe he tries a little harder, gets a few friends on the bonus train, and we'll see what we can do for him next year.
And maybe a funnier letter.
Right. Aaron Costello is preparing for birthday number 34 tomorrow, and she would love some sage birthday wisdom from Oscar Santana, or as she calls him, the guy with the laugh.
I don't think we have to spin for that. She's 33?
No, this is comp, Mike.
She'll be 34 tomorrow.
Okay, and her name again?
Let me see. Where
Aaron
is
Costello.
Aaron Costello.
Oh, I see. She's one of my people. Costello.
No, that's Italian.
Oh, it is? Damn it.
I thought he meant funny, like Lou Costello.
Aaron, this is the deal. You're at a pivotal point in your life where the trajectory of your body will be established within these next 2 years. Either you're going to give up, like the house frows you see when you drop off your kid, or you're going to keep it tight like Carlo O'Mara. Make the wise decision.
Oh, look what happened.
Misogyny alarm.
Happy
it.
Birthday.
Yes.
Misogyny alarm. That's strong. Today is Bill Whittington's birthday. Extra credit points for brevity. Way to go, Bill Whittington. That's the way we like him. Listener Kobe Klein. You know, Kobe, if you're ever in the D.C. area and you want to do a little summer getaway, maybe a 3-day weekend down to the beach, I recommend taking Route 50. And when Kobe Klein gets just short of the Bay Bridge, perhaps he could turn off to the right and park in the Whitehall Inn's little parking lot and go in for a lovely meal with the family. And then Kobe Klein could enjoy some of Whitehall's famous fruit fritters. Thank you.
You're going to like, with that voice, you're going to like where this letter goes.
Well, he had a birthday yesterday and would like us to know that his favorite species of quail is the northern Bob White. Rob, it's Bob White.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
I was wondering, is there any music you would have that I could talk up?
Yeah, I think we can do that.
Thank you so very much.
I didn't realize you were going to actually talk anything
today. Well, everything can't be prepared, Rob. Okay. It's an organic program, and Bob White is here because he worked at Bay Country 103 but had a beautiful music delivery that I could never, as a program director, shake him of.
Are you ready, BW?
Yes, maybe it'll be old country, but who knows? Let's see. Oh, yes. Bay Country 103, sending a special song request out to Kobe Klein. Now here's Orleans to sing for you.
Nice.
He wasn't that tight, to be perfectly honest
with
you.
And I think he's still with us.
Yeah, I think he might. Well, he's still alive, I think.
Yeah.
But he might be working in radio still.
He's a wonderful disc jockey for a quail.
Yeah. And see, that's what, right there, even though it wasn't a country record, that would be what drove me insane about Bob White, because that type of delivery does not lend itself to an up-tempo Orleans song, which
right.
is one of my all-time favorite talk-up records,
and not
greetings to Bob White.
I think Bob's still in the room, so I think you need to play him out with the door.
Oh, okay, very good. Bob, saying so long. Bye-bye, Kobe. All right, where the hell are we here? Good old Kiki K turns 53 this weekend. Now, does Kiki send, like, birthdays in every month? I'm curious about that.
No, she just has the sort of personality that lingers in the room.
Active. And she has the kind of name where you think you've heard it, exactly. like, a month ago. But she's a very big supporter of the show. She turns 53 this weekend. Could Richard Parker possibly ask Rob to go out and get her some crown? Let's see what happens. All right. Curry bowl. Curry bowl. Curry bowl.
Hey,
oh,
hey,
Kiki.
Nice.
Wow, that's great. There you go. All right, that's exciting. Hi, Richard
Parker is not my name. It's the name that I gave the tiger.
Your name is Piscine.
I'm Piscine. If you... Kiki Gay. Kiki Gay, if you want to request this voice, you actually have to call Richard Parker the tiger. The tiger that was on the lifeboat with me, Kiki K. Rob, go out and get her a big bottle of Crown and get back to the fan page.
I'll be right back.
Thank you. There we go.
Nice.
Thank you, Kiki. Happy belated birthday wishes to Chris Brown. No, not that Chris Brown.
Silly.
And it's from his girlfriend, Kate. Chris Brown. Yeah, you know, kind of a generic name right there that you'd use on a ledger if you wanted to sneak into a motel. What's your name, Chris Brown?
I went to school with a Chris Brown. He was a dick.
Happy 70th birthday to Adeline Macias. Boy, it sounds almost like Machias. If you put an H there, it'd be a great town in Maine. Adeline Macias, who has been a fan since 1990 when she heard Mayor Barry on the show discussing drugs and hoes and had to be told by her brother that it was actually Mike. That's funny. I like that. And now let's get on to the letters here. Hello, gentlemen. I work in beautiful Las Vegas in the finance department of a very large corporation. I would like it to remain nameless, but I've left my email signature intact for your benefit. Our building is currently under construction, so I volunteered to take over purchasing duties so that I can make purchases through Amazon. Yeah!
Nice!
Yeah, that's good.
It's a big company.
Active.
Oh, I like that. I not only save money for the company and get expedited shipping by using Prime, I get to help out my friends at TMOS at the same time. Boom, bam, from Jonathan Gilmore.
Hey,
thank
Johnny.
You, and keep up
Boom,
the
bam.
Fighting. That's great, Jonathan.
I'll be eyeballing the ledger.
That is truly spectacular. I like that. Hello, boys. Next letter says March 25th, 2016 will be the 25th birthday of Daniel J. Kendall, currently enrolled in the California State Ranger Academy with graduation set for mid-June. Dare I ask for Rob to put a quarter in the slot machine of a young man's dreams and humbly ask him to give Dan some advice for a great career in law enforcement as Officer Fife, please. Come on, Barney, Barney, Barney. Thank you, and God bless Mark and Laura Kendall. Let's see what happens. We're going to spin it right now. Rob, make the call.
Barney, Barney, Barney!
He just so gives
easy.
It away.
So easy.
He just gives it away.
Hey,
so
I don't get a lot of this, okay?
Can you tell what Oscar and I were looking forward to? We're looking forward to you being
I'll
cruel.
I'll keep it brief. Okay. Boo! That's all.
That was good enough. That was a save for me. I enjoyed that.
Congrats.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, my name is Lee McInnes, and I live in Augusta, Georgia. Two great things happened to me in 1991. First, that's right. We have to do that next. No, the week after.
Mother's
right?
Day. It would be May.
No.
Isn't
it's April.
No,
it's the first week in April.
Is it? I thought it was May. I thought it was Mother's
Day
weekend.
Oh, God. You know what? I don't know if I should do this. I have to do this. Now I have to do this. I was on Texture, and I think it's either Golf or Golf Digest. I don't know which one. But he is profiled.
Nance?
He's profiled, and there's like,
oh,
he's talking about wine. I have to do that.
Can just read
that's
going to
be my new master's thing. That's going to be my my wonderful math. I realized I was so, in that weird state that I didn't process the funny. I have to go back and reread the interview, and it's so Nancy.
Oh, God.
It is so, and it's so ego-driven.
Of course.
It's incredibly ego-driven. Anyway, my name is Lee McInnes. I live in Augusta, Georgia. Two great things happened to me in 1991. First, I started listening to Mike when he made the move to WJFK. And second, I married my wife, Barbara. On March 23rd, Barb and I celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary. I've missed a whole bunch of anniversaries over the last several years. I was deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan for a few of them, worked on global contingency exercises for the Army for a couple of others, and was on 24-hour call for more. Wow, thank you for your service. Through it all, she never complained and was always understanding. She makes my life better. She is still box after 25 years, and I couldn't imagine not being married to her. She is a Vermont native,
yeah,
and I would love to hear her home state senator, Bernie Sanders, send her a congratulatory message for putting up with me for 25 years. Thanks from Lee McInnes of Augusta, Georgia. Let's see what happens. Bernie!
Hey! Oh, my God. Win.
Oh, excuse me. Oh. How good. Oh, no, I hate this. This music does not work for the impression. How could Barbara, it's Bernie Sanders.
Are you okay, Bernie?
I've been on the campaign trail for many, many months.
Oh,
get
dry.
Some water here. Hold
very dry mouth. He's been talking a lot. Yeah, a lot.
Barbara. I have been on the trail for many months.
What's her name again?
Barbara. Barbara McInnes. I hope you have a fabulous birthday. And how about your husband, Lee McInnes, and his service to our country?
Oh.
I'm terribly sorry. We wanted more states than Hillary this week. I'm so happy about that. Barbara.
Would you like a lozenge or a root beer barrel or something?
I'm all right. Look, vote for me. We're still in this thing.
Wow. I have no idea his voice was that bad.
Really
that was,
bad. He got the hook.
He was struggling. Struggling. Next letter says, hi, guys. Once again, I am submitting a birthday note for myself.
Once again. Oh. Loser.
So said Rob, you don't need to call him a loser. You. That's not nice.
I was looking inward.
I'll be 42 this March 24th. Editor's note. Elvis died at age 42, and his last thought was how handsome Bruce Jenner is.
Look at him, man.
And I have a simple but unorthodox request. I don't want any talk-ups or mimicry or the usual. I just simply want Mike to unblock me on Facebook. I don't want to be friends or anything. Just removal from Block Island so that I can follow him to see his posts and offer the occasional like. I won't even post comments. This makes me feel bad.
No.
For a second, I haven't gotten to the name yet. I acknowledge that what I did to earn my blocking, calling for Mike, Rob, and Oscar's removal from the fan page a couple of years ago so that they would stop talking about the nonsense some folks would post,
tisk,
was wrong.
Not cool.
And I was an idiot to post what I did. If this request requires a spin on the Omericon imitator, no, it won't. The 5,000 slot machine for a chance, then I offer up this coin and hope that the odds will be in my favor. Thank you, Cesar Perez.
Cesar.
Cesar.
Through my book of blocks. I color code them.
Oh, good.
To see the level of offense that was taken by yours truly. Let's take a look. Okay. Oh, by the way, if you'd like to know what the color code is, DEFCON red is you're never coming back.
Never coming
no.
back.
Right.
And I hope you you get crabs.
Oh.
DEFCON green is the most minimal offense. And let's see.
Is the middle one yellow?
Yes, it's green, yellow, red, Rob. That's
okay,
the
nice.
Code. Okay, so we've got a yellow for Cesar.
Ooh, he's on the bubble.
He's on the bubble, and well, Cesar, the proof's in the pudding. You'll check your social media and see if anything transpires in the next 2 or 3 months. There might be a change coming.
An opening.
Your way. Yeah, there might be an opening. So, Rob, you're shaking your head like I shouldn't go back on this.
No, right? I'm thinking that Cesar might better spend his time on Pinterest because I don't think there's going to be any changes.
You know, there are a couple of people out there, and you guys know who they are, and I'm not going to mention them by name, that...
Tab Patterson.
I get alerts when anybody sends me a message on Facebook, a link or something
John
like that.
John Midnight.
There are some people that actually do it regularly. And they're in danger right now. I just want to say that.
They're over-messaging you? They're abusing your privilege?
Marcus
said you know what? I will discuss with you off-air, Rob, the people that I'm talking about. And
right.
I want to see if you feel the same
Captain
way.
Captain Pfeiffer.
Because they're... Oh, no, my God. Bite your tongue. Stop that. That woman will never be besmirched on this show. That woman is fabulous.
Another
Absolutely
message from Matt
fabulous.
Bloom. He's on thin ice.
Yes, thin ice there.
Sam Huff.
But Cesar, I would... No, it's not Sam Huff. But thank you for your interest.
Hey, he put himself at the mercy of the court. You have to give him something.
He did. All right, you know, well, I'll unblock him.
Oh, yes.
Really?
I am the advocate.
Are you?
Yes.
You're the maker of friends. Builder of bridges.
Let me
Bridges.
Right
Steve Bridges.
I'm going to do that.
Frequent messenger to Mike on the bubble.
Okay, Rob, when you go into Facebook...
Yes.
I go
Bill
to my
O'Reilly.
Page, right?
Just yeah.
When I go into Facebook, Rob.
When you're doing your social media, yeah.
I go into friends, or what do I go to unblock?
I think you go to friends, and then it would say block, unblock.
We can go over this afterwards, Bill, if you'd like.
Oh, really? Rob, Oscar feels this
No
might
time
be
for this
tedious.
On the factor.
All right. No, it's just showing me
we'll
my
do it
friends.
Live.
Let me go back to the timeline. Hold on there. Cesar, it's just really too tedious for me to unring this bell.
Hey, you know what he could do? He could start a second Facebook account and then send you another friend request.
We'll walk him through it after.
You can be a pure ass. Hmm. You truly can. Anyway,
99 and 44, 100% ass.
Wow. Nice HBS, nice pinup of the day. Thank you. Kind of tropical. Fitting the theme.
We're doing
is
a show
Grace,
here.
Is that Grace Kelly, maybe?
You know what? I glanced at it. It's very Grace Kelly-ish, but I don't think Grace did that. No.
All right. Jeez. Terrific. Moving along the letters. Hey, guys, can I get a B-Day shout-out to my buddy Mike Kretsch? He only eats Blue Apron. Way to go, boy. And buys everything from your Amazon portal. He joined Club W, and he doesn't even drink. Not even kidding. Man, that's a fan of the show.
Good guy.
Hardcore.
Maybe Bob Barker can wish him a happy 49th birthday. Thank you all for such a great show. Kind regards, Zach Leach. All right. Price is right. Price is right. Price is right. Oh, I'm feeling generous today.
He just gives it away.
What do we have for Zachary? Zachary Leach on the Price is Right. Bob Barker celebrating happy 49th birthday, Zach. Zach Leach. Zach, make sure you spay and neuter your pets. Thank you very much. So long. Price is Right. Moving
Bob.
On. Hello, guys and interns. On March 21st at 1:13 p.m., our sweet little boy Alec turned a year old. Oh, what a great age. He changed our lives in so many wonderful ways. I can relate, and we can't imagine life without his beautiful smile. They say that children's intelligence is measured by the number of words they hear while they are infants. I'm not familiar with that one.
And
but,
I don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
They say that children's intelligence is measured by the number of words they hear while they are infants.
So I guess you have to be very verbal around them if you want their intelligence to increase.
My sister used to do a thing around my niece and nephew even before they were verbal, and she said it looks like she was a crazy person talking to the kids, but she would say, I'm going to do laundry, 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 when she was doing laundry and she had them near them.
Well, Carrie never did that. Not the talking part, the laundry part.
Or I'm going to vacuum, things around the house. She would just say over and over and over again, even though they weren't really responding, just to emphasize it.
And never baby talk, right?
Never baby
always
talk.
Like
I think really I was not that diligent about it. It just happened in our house because it's constant dialogue.
Yeah,
it's talk, talk, talk.
Well, you're adults surrounded by adults,
and that's a good point. Yeah. I think that's why Michael is as verbal as he is. He had a play date a little while ago and had a buddy over, and no names, but
I thought his name was Buddy.
Same age, and Michael was going, "Daddy, you want this? Daddy, man," and he's talking to Blue Streak, and this other kid said, "Anyway,
maybe he's FOB."
Sorry, yeah, I just thought I'd pass
looking
it
for
along.
A Coke bottle.
No,
I'm trying to return
that's
a Coke
fresh
bottle.
Off the
bottle. Forgive me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
that's
anyway, horrible. That's what they say every day.
Okay.
But no, here's the point of this letter. Every day on the way home from a daycare, we listen to you, funny gentlemen, to make sure he gets a lot of words on a daily basis. That's maybe that has
smart
something to do with it too. We hope that his life will be filled with laughter. Well, I think you are already part of the way there, Alec. Happy birthday. Alec Riker from Mommy and Daddy, too. Mommy
Sweet.
And Daddy, I think you're on the right track.
That's neat.
Alec, remember,
yeah,
prenup. Prenup.
Prenup. Oh, prenup. Yep, you won't even know that. And finally, Mike, Rob, and Oscar, I want nothing. No quarters needed, no clown shoes, no auctioneers, no talent show hosts. Nothing.
Ouch.
I have listened forever and could write about how your show saw me through a brutal lawsuit with my own father. Wow. How it provided a taste of home while living in England from 2005 to 2013, and especially the last two of those years commuting intercontinentally every 2 weeks. How I relocated to Ocean City and struggled, like Mike, to find a group of true friends. Or how I met Rod Langway while actually listening to the show. By the way, I have never met a friendlier person. Rod's the greatest.
Good guy.
But I really just wanted to share my excitement as I await my Omera assortment from Omaha Steaks. This letter makes me smile.
Good man.
He knows me very well. Isn't it great? thanks for the funny. I get it. John R.P. Walker. I'm glad there's not an I in the middle of those initials.
Not
Thank
yet.
You very much. Start the show, you hump, Rob. We're ready to go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Sir, it's time.
I know you hate these things.
No. I'm actually looking forward to this one.
I'll see you there. I suppose I should be pleased that I'm finally going to be hung in our nation's attic. Of course, if they knew what was in my basement, they wouldn't hang me so close to Lincoln. I'd end up next to Booth instead. Booth wasn't a bad actor, by the way. But unlike most actors, he could actually hit his mark. Oh, what? Too soon? Please.
It's a humbling experience. Be included here among so many extraordinary leaders. Now, I'm told this portrait will hang for the first 6 months in the entrance hall here at the Smithsonian. And I wonder if the 30 million people who visit this institution every year will pass by this portrait and see the image of a calm, determined president ready for any challenge. Or if this painting is hung at just the right height, viewers will wonder instead if I'm about to kick them in the face.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Francis.
Frank Underwood.
Francis Underwood. Coming to you live from the Cappy Piper Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you are here, you do too. You do too.
You do too.
To you and you and you. A do. A do. to you and you and you. Anyway, our show today.
That's the worst rhyme in The Sound of Music.
I know. Hate that part.
I hate that part.
Please.
The show today is brought to you by Harry's. Everyone knows that three is a magic number. Good things always come in threes. For example, March is the third month of the year. Also, our friends over at Harry's are celebrating their third anniversary as a business. And if you're new to Harry's, how about this? Right now, you can try three of their expertly crafted five-blade German razors with a handle and shave cream for just $10. You heard me correctly. Plus, don't forget the three main reasons to try Harry's. One, quality. Two, price. And three, convenience. Why pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades when you can get them for half the price at Harry's? They ship right to your door. Harry's blades are half the price of the leading brands, and they're fantastic because you don't have to wait for the guy to unlock that plexiglass case and look at the prices in the drugstore that actually knock you off your feet. The starter set is an amazing deal. It's a razor, moisturizing shave cream, and three razor blades for just $15. Plus, Harry's will shave $5 off your first order with the promo code TMOS, and that makes it $10.
Cheap.
Go to harrys.com right now. That's HARRYS.com, and enter TMOS at checkout. Welcome to the show. We are going to have a very short first break here because we did a lot of birthdaying today.
Yes, lettering.
But let me just say this before we go to break here, that this really is my new favorite food, and this is kind of a throwaway that I wanted to put in there, because if I talked about anything else I wanted to talk about today, we'd get bogged down and we wouldn't hit the break. So I will tell you, here it is. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Drum roll, please. Let's hit that. All right. This is the new food item. All right. You got to prepare it. Takes some doing. Are you ready for this?
Ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Okay. Flank steak.
Ooh, carne asada.
Carne flank steak, asada. My new favorite. It's cheap. You need to marinate it.
Yeah.
But, man, it just you can just keep it in that fridge and reheat it for like a year.
My
it's
people
fantastic.
Steak.
Your people steak. Yes. I remember, did I not go to your house years ago and rave about the what is it?
Carne asada.
Carne asada, muy bueno, carne asada. It's so good. I love
it. How do you marinate it? Do you have a marinade that you prefer?
Well, that's Carla's territory. I know it's probably some olive oil and some garlic and some perhaps a little citrus also in there. I'm not quite sure.
Well, you got to have an oil and an acid to make a marinade work.
It's absolutely fantastic. So that is my little tip to our listeners today.
Yum.
Go to your local grocery store, buy that cheap cut of meat, that flank steak, and put it in the refrigerator and let it marinate. We may be doing 4 or 5 days. On the marinade.
Wow.
The marinade, as it were. Not marinade, the marinade.
Marinade, that makes it better, right?
My mom used to say marinade.
How long
and
do you usually...
She also said buffet instead of buffet.
How long do you usually marinade?
You know, we did 2 days the last time, or maybe
even
less than that.
But what's the average? I'm not a big...
Usually overnight is great if you can do it in like 12 hours, yeah. But, you know, even a couple hours works.
Rod Langway, it's interesting you bring that up. And Rod Langway, who is a legendary Washington Capitals hockey player. And by the way, congratulations to the Capitals. I don't talk about them very often anymore.
Caps,
yep. But Caps, you know, the first NHL team to clinch a playoff spot. And really playing... a different kind of hockey than I've ever seen him play. And I'm kind of looking forward to squarely jumping on the bandwagon and living vicariously through the Caps, because that'll make April a lot more fun. So I'm really looking forward to that. They really are playing great hockey. I watched them play over the weekend. But Rod Langway, who is a Norris Trophy winner, great stay-at-home defenseman for the Washington Capitals, and really just an all-around tough guy. We were buddies. And he used to have a restaurant, and I kind of had a restaurant later on. His restaurant was called Langway's, and with the brothers Katrumpis, Willie and George Katrumpis, who ran this restaurant. I still keep in touch with George. Willie, I'd love to hear from you once in a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're standing, and they marinated lamb chops for the Greek Easter. They marinated the lamb chops for 5 days. And
less than 5 days.
Yeah, right. You know what? Rod Langway and I stood next to this giant grill because they were caterers.
Yeah,
these guys knew about food, and we just ate these things like right off the grill, like one after the other.
Like popsicle sticks, right?
Oh, one of the great moments.
That's
of
the
my
one
life.
Thing I want to become in the next few years.
Hockey player?
A lamb chop? not a lamb chop. Not a marinated lamb chop, but an actual.
We kept Oscar in the olive oil for 5 days.
What do you want to be,
an
Oscar?
An actual cook.
Well, you now listen. You're when you had the barbecue
my
at
mom
your house,
prepped everything.
She prepped everything, yes. But you cooked everything.
I did cook it, so I'd like to become a prepper.
Okay, well, you know what? I think you can do it, and I think really, you know your way around the grill, and I think that's where I would start. Start with what you know. Yep. Start with what
I
you know.
I asked my mother this past weekend, because I went and hung out with her,
right?
If she could come over, because it looks like we're making some headway with the new home, Mike, so it's coming along. We've talked
the
about
one
here
downtown?
The
is that you're going to be maybe moving to that one? Is that where you're going to live?
It's looking right, like it's coming together.
Casa de Thin Floors.
The kitchen... slash laundry room, and by that I mean the oven is right next to the washer and dryer, like right next to it in the same room. Mm-hmm. And my mom saw this, and she said, "Where are you going to cook?" I said, "Well, when we're doing laundry, we clearly won't cook because the stove is right next to the dryer."
It is that small. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know so what I foresee is the fact they had one gas line and one water line coming in, mm-hmm. So the water has to feed the kitchen and the washer. The gas has to feed the oven and the dryer. Put everything in
as
there.
As long as you don't put the lamb chops in the dryer, we're okay.
Yeah, this meat is awfully
dry.
I
want to ask you about your gig. Because, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll ask you about your gig. I will tell you about a little TV viewing and lots going on here. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We don't know where we're going. It just happens, okay, everybody? That's the way the show works. And if you like that, you're at the right place. Am I right? We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it one week at a time with the Mike O'Mara Show. March 11th, 2016, the day Rob Ford delves into his relationship drama on The Bonus Show. The day TMOS listeners lost faith in humanity. The Bonus Show reveals truths about the TMOS characters that never fail to entertain. But this one left me with so many questions. What drugs did Rofo slip to his ex to get her to date him in the first place? Do people not tell him that he has a face for radio? Is this really how guys talk about their girlfriends to other guys? And how the hell did Rofo land a relationship when I can't? While I don't think I will ever get answers to these questions, I'm glad I'm at least informed enough to ask them. There's only one way to get unfiltered access to the intimate details in the lives of the TMOS gang. Subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show so Rofo and the rest of the crew can disappoint you too. More to come.
Yes, that's right, Maddie. Nice. You're talking about the TMOS bonus packages. And if you like this, you're going to love our bonus shows. Each and every week, we record a sixth episode of the show. It's uncensored. It's commercial free. And it can be yours if you subscribe to the 2016 TMOS bonus package. Subscribe for a full year of bonus, and you'll get full access to all of the 2016 bonus content and access to the entire bonus show anthology. And you save over 25%. It's all waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Look for the banner mark TMOS bonus packages. And if you've been holding back just because we're already a few months into the year, don't you fret.
No fretting, please.
When you subscribe, you'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. With our special feed creator, you can even access your content from iTunes or pretty much any other podcast app in town. It couldn't be easier. So whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get her done. The TMOS bonus package, order it today, and we thank you.
Fun stuff planned for today's show. You're going to enjoy it.
I am looking forward to it. Oscar Santana, so you are going to be moving from, correct me if I'm wrong, small to smaller?
No, it's smaller to small.
Well, smallest.
Smallest to smaller.
So where
it's
you are now,
almost a lateral move.
Where you are now is smallest.
Yes,
right?
I have 670 square feet of living space.
And you are, so it's not going to be that small the place you move to.
I'm moving to a place that has slightly under 900 square feet of living space.
That's a big difference for that. That is going
to
be
but to be honest,
difference.
He's really moving from an iPad to an iPad Pro.
It's
really small.
You know, as
I'm
someone
talking small.
Small. I understand that Rhode Island could beat the crap out of it.
We understand it's small, Arthur.
I mentioned cooking, and I brought it up because I asked my mother once we moved to the new place if she can come over and teach Shannon and I how to cook, right? Because
mostly Shannon?
Because Shannon, anyone can follow Blue Apron, and she does a phenomenal job with Blue Apron. It's great,
you know,
right?
Though, I will say, as someone who eats a lot of Blue Apron, I will say that
Yes, anybody can follow it. It is, you know, if you follow the instructions, you do a good. But it still requires attention.
Yes.
You're still really cooking. And you know, and Carla just kills it. I mean, we had some Cuban sandwiches yesterday. Mm. And, oh, my God, it was fantastic.
Go ahead. But I want to learn some of the recipes that she has, some of the native recipes
like
that we
have. Like your fricassee.
Yes.
And, like, I guess the marinated carne asada.
Yeah, and just some staples that I have had growing up, and I want to learn them sooner than later, as I can tell she's just getting older, right?
Sure. It is an incredible source of relaxation. Anybody that cooks will tell you that. That mm-hmm. if you are, you know, if you have the time and you're not, like, hustling to go to some function, or you're not, you know, there's not the stress of a family gathering, you can really just chill and relax. I use it to relax. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a lot. To be honest with you, I say I use it. I don't cook a lot. I really don't do a lot of cooking at all.
But you have the stuff you love to do. You
yeah,
love to make
it. But I used to cook a lot more when I was in Virginia than I do down here. I just don't do it. I do other stuff. So, yeah, but I think it'll be a source of relaxation.
It will.
You'll enjoy it.
But my mom said, how about we talk about this after you redo the kitchen, and then that's probably gonna be circa 2017, maybe, right?
Well, how
are
much
you,
can
are
you redo
is
such
that what
a
your
tiny
plans,
kitchen?
Your plans are to redo.
Oh, we're
gonna the
have to, because I think right now, as I mentioned before on the show, the movie The Money Pit,
yes,
is just starting. Like we're at the beginning, the opening credits of that.
Welcome to homeownership.
That's what it does.
Welcome to. And you haven't had to do an awful lot with your condo, correct?
No, because remember I bought it when it was already renovated.
Renovated.
And he was able to oversee the renovation.
Yes.
Mike, the one thing that you missed when you were out a couple days, it's a fascinating tale. Oscar's new place was built before the Civil War, and it has hardwood floors, or as Oscar said, floors that are made of hardwood.
Yes.
And they have been sanded and refinished so many times that they are no longer...
Well, welcome to Oscar's new place.
That'll fix him.
Yeah, Civil War, that'll fix him. That'll do his new kitchen. But you get your kitchen done. Get that iron stove out. Move that out into back alley.
Well, there's a fire hazard. So the floors have the bounce because they've
the
been sanded down so much.
Literally have bounce because they are so thin from being sanded that many times.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a lot of
sanding.
So
this is a fixer-upper, you're
buying. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. No AC, no HVAC. Like, this is
See, you have the advantage, though. Let me ask this. You have the advantage being in the D.C. area. Do you have any guys in your, you know, now your posse is kind of like, you know, show up to the bunker and sit all night, right? You do you have any people that actually could
handyman.
Do a floor?
I know people that own different businesses. Absolutely.
All right.
Help
okay.
Out.
So,
yeah.
do you, you know, they could help you out with the renovations.
And
so
I like learning how to do, if we're learning how to paint certain way with a spray, it looks like we're going to have to do certain areas of the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to learn all those different functions. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
I just somehow got to laugh when I think of that. Learning how to spray, and I just picture Oscar's face completely a shot, you know, a color of brown, you know, where it was just like sprayed all
And
over
I'll raise you, and he's in the basement because he's fallen through the floor.
So, how many was it a one bedroom?
No, it's two bedrooms, one bathroom.
Yeah, because they're not married yet, Mike.
We're not married.
You have two bedrooms. That's exciting.
It's
That's
a step up from one
now,
bedroom.
Right?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah. So what's the when's the closing date on it?
In May, mid-May, it looks like, so
wow.
far.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So,
well, you know, that's cool. I think that's very cool.
I'll say this, though. The kitchen, my mom said, because as the agent was walking us through the home,
right.
the fire hazard for the stove, because it was has some sort of historical relevance to where the stove was before, it actually is a fire hazard. Because the flame could hit the windowsill, right?
So it's a gas stove.
Yes. And as a lady was walking around, she goes, this is probably going to need to be updated because it's not up to code, technically.
Do you get grandfathered in, though?
Yes, you get grandfathered in. But I don't really feel comfortable cooking on a stove that's not up to code.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
that's what I'm taking my... look, are you going to cook dinner? Do you want me to run a load of laundry? Ah! Oh, my God.
Oh, why do my socks smell like steak?
These are delicious socks.
Welcome to the new Santana Bowl. Built around the Civil War, Oscar and Shannon decided with their impending nuptials to move into a beautiful circa 1834 home. Unfortunately, the floors had been sanded down so many times that the floor was paper thin. And the stove was next to the dryer.
My point being
stove
is...
stove didn't cause any trouble in John Wilkes Booth hit out there.
I feel like I'll have to grill when I can.
Do you have a place where you can operate a grill?
Yes, there, there is a backyard.
Okay.
So if I can operate
a courtyard thing, like
it's one of those narrow backyards that they have in the city that just shoot back. And they're they're just
it's fenced.
The width of the house.
Is this is this a condo or a little townhouse?
It's a little, what is that show on HGTV? The Tiny House?
Tiny House.
Yeah. Tiny
it's
homes.
A, but it's so it's a, ti- it's a tiny, tiny townhome.
It's a tiny townhome.
But it is connected on either side by other houses.
Yes.
Are those
much bigger homes?
They all are in Georgetown. Yeah. That's the
much bigger homes.
Okay. And they've been revamped.
Oh, they have been revamped.
And they're up to code.
They are up to code.
Up to code. Up to code.
So I understand. So you're basically, I hate to use the word basically as a crutch, but you are moving into an area where you are going to be the little kid on the block surrounded by fabulously wealthy people.
Oh, yes.
So this is your dream that you noodle this through.
Of course.
I know how your brain works. This is what you're all about.
There are different options. Trust
you're
me.
You're going to hobnob with the rich and famous. That's what you're going
to
do.
I will be
able
to walk to the movies.
Hobnob.
Selling point.
Yeah, but you're going to get up in the morning. You know, you're going to be taking a little while going out to get your mail or whatever, your paper on the inside. It's like, good morning, Tucker Carlson. How are you? It's good to see you. How's it going? Fantastic. All right. Yeah. That was a great party the other night at Vernon Jordan's house, wasn't it? Yeah, fantastic. Very, very exciting.
So, well,
where did you get that bow tie?
there's a community group, right? Not a homeowners association because they don't have that. Right?
Okay.
And it's funny because you get this packet when you're about to buy a home and you put your bid in that gives you all the rules and regulations. And they are thick, man. They are thick.
Now, question. I don't want to obviously give out the address. Our studio is in Glover Park.
Yes.
Which is part of Georgetown, right?
Yes.
Do you have a name for your neighborhood, or is it just Georgetown?
It's just Georgetown.
Okay. I didn't know if there was some sort of area. Right? Yeah.
I don't know enough about it. I know I can walk places.
How close are you close to? How close is the closest bar or restaurant?
One block. I imagine.
Oh, there you go.
Two blocks, maybe.
Dream. Are you excited about this place?
I'm scared. Mike, I'm nervous.
The finances involved.
Look, if I'm being candid, and I've mentioned this before,
sure.
There were some international wire transfers done because family had to help out. Without them, this wouldn't be possible. But
that's good. Good for you.
And it's scary. Cool. I remember, this is the biggest purchase of your life.
Yeah, it is scary.
Are you going to be, are you going to sell the other joint or are you going to be a slumlord?
We've already rented it, Mike.
Oh, there
yes.
you go.
Waste no time.
Stream. There it
Waste
is.
Waste no time.
There it is. Well, that's good. I think this is good for you. I look forward to seeing the joint. And, will we ever get to interior pictures of this?
Oh,
place?
Yeah, I can send them over. It's really, as I mentioned to Rob, his wingspan could touch both sides.
It's going to be a great place, Mike, for you to visit and for me to visit, but never at the same time.
Hey, how's the hotel progressing up there in
the Kimpton?
In Glover Park.
Yeah. It's almost done.
Really?
Yeah, it's almost done. I was going to say
by the end of May it'll be ready to go.
I can't guarantee anything, Mike, because all my forecasts change.
Yeah, this is true.
You know
don't
what I mean?
Get happy.
Yeah,
don't get
I don't
happy.
Get happy.
That's
but
why
I know
I'm
we
not
get
announcing
it.
Some of the major things that are coming up for the show. But let me just say this.
Yes,
I'll put it this way, and Oscar won't get mad at me.
Okay,
there are two major announcements that we are awaiting to share with you, and we're very excited about that. And I would say that there's a good chance you'll be hearing about these things in the next month or so. So, is that good enough? Can
yeah.
I just do that?
I think
I don't
want
to get
about,
happy. Oscar told me not to
get
happy.
You talked about your sleeve surgery before on the program, though.
That's right.
No, I'm not getting sleeve surgery. Thank you. We got to go to break. come on. We'll take a break. When I come back, I want to play a game. It's the Michael William O'Mara talking game, and everybody at home can play. We're going to play in the studio.
Yes.
And I think you'll love this.
Is there five big ways to win big?
No. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. If you are a small business owner, using Vistaprint is like having a best friend that's always there for you to help you excel. They offer everything for your home and office, like postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations. We have used Vistaprint for years. We love it, and we love the business cards because I think it's the best deal in the business, bar none. Right now, I say it, and I want you to remember it. 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. And please, 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 when you get your card done at Vistaprint, send that to me and I will share some of those cards on the Mike O'Mara Show. We love that. Rob, are you hoarding them or are any of them
batch,
on the way?
I have a batch that goes out today. I got a few in the mail this week. Very,
very
nice
good.
People
Vistaprint
do it.
Cards make it easy and affordable to make a dazzling first impression. Every one of us has designed a card at Vistaprint, and guess what? It's easy and always looks sensational. Great quality, easy to customize, and your satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Well, two things about my little lad. Number one, seems to be feeling a lot better.
Good.
And so that's why he was up at 5:45. Oh, yeah, 5:45. He has been on a very odd schedule. Sunday night coming in because I got out ahead of the snow in Boston. I didn't get in until a little before 11, and Carla actually brought him to the airport. Now, under any other circumstances, I would have said, no, no, no. Don't let the little guy sleep. But you know what? When I got the text when I landed that Carla was at the airport, it made me cry. I
of
was
course.
Actually that happy that I got to see my little
sweet.
Guy. I needed that so much, it's not even funny. So that's the first thing. And then he gets his little viral hip issue. Now, I talked about this already, right? I'm a little
yes.
squirrely this week. And so he had to go to the ER. We're in the ER till 3 o'clock in the morning. And then so his timetable is a little whacked. But last night, it was the regular bedtime, about 6:30, quarter of 7. He's in bed. He wailed a little bit to the point where I had to go in there and do a little tough love and then tell him I loved him. And he finally calmed down and went to sleep. Probably by 7 or 7:30, he was out. And then he was up at 5:45 this morning.
What was the tough love? What's tough love for Mr. Mike O'Mara?
Tough love was after well over 15 minutes of him screaming in his room because we were just trying to wait it out and let him soothe himself to sleep. I went in and said, you do not yell like this. You get into that bed. You get into that bed right now. And that, believe me, when I'm doing that and I'm, you know.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
My massiveness, my massiveness is standing up there.
Buddy, Jack
he, you know, I and then I immediately feel, and he goes, like, I want my mommy. I want my mommy. And so he's looking at me doing that. And I call Carla in. And now we got the whole damn family sitting there in the room with him.
That's,
and
Carla it's a summit.
That's what it is. It goes from tough love to a discussion.
And then Carla leaves, and she settles, and he starts. He's doing the like that. And I'm looking at him, and I sat in there for about 10 minutes. You know, this went from me being, you know, the evening has begun to I'm in there for 10 or 15 minutes. He calms down. He goes to sleep, but then he was up at 5:45. And this is his new tell. This is the Michael William O'Mara talk like a Michael William O'Mara. All you have to do to play this game is say anything and put an exclamation point after ever at the end of a sentence. So it's like it can be, I'm not going to do something.
Right.
And then you can say ever, or you can say that car is really, I like that car, Daddy, ever. He puts ever.
Where did
the,
he pick that up? That's a weird affectation.
It started as kind of a defiant word on his part.
All right.
So it would be like, you know, Michael, if you were going to read the book, I need you to throw that away. Daddy, I want to throw. I said, if you want to read the Paw Patrol book, you have to throw that away. Don't want to throw that away. Ever.
Yeah,
do it like that. So, so it's the ever game. So, for example, I could use it by saying, "I helped Carla out by taking Michael to school today." Ever. It can be totally unrelated.
The one that it's made me actually think of one from real life, well, a movie in real life, which is that I'm not going to play with you anymore. Ever.
Ever.
And
yes.
That's for Mommy
is a
Dearest.
Big, ever.
Ever.
Oh, God, that's a good pull. That is a really, really good pull, you know?
Yeah, says, I will always beat you.
Yeah. Ever. Ever, Daddy. And then the other one he uses a lot is perfect.
Wow.
Yeah, how old is
perfect.
He?
He's two. He's a
good
Lord. Good luck.
Yeah, he's
he'll
be smart.
Three. He'll be three July 19th.
Yeah, he has a birthday and he'll get a
ever,
cake.
Ever,
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 perfect,
perfect cake ever.
He picked up perfect from you. It had to be. I've heard you say it that way.
I tell him.
Carlin never says it.
Poor thing. She never says it to me.
That's right. It doesn't happen a lot. It doesn't occur much in the house.
Honey, you look perfect. Yeah. Yeah. Bobby Cannavale's penis is perfect.
Hit the rewind on the DVR ever.
Yeah. So you're watching that show. They had a lot of nudity on the show. I didn't realize that Olivia Wilde would be revealing all, which was pretty stunning to me. Really,
I think that the hair and makeup had a lot to do with that scene.
I discussed that with Carla.
Because the show's only been on 6 weeks. You couldn't grow that in six weeks.
We discussed, keep the kiddies away from the radio on this now, because the fact is Oscar on the most recent episode of the television show on HBO, Vinyl.
Yes.
Olivia Wilde having problems with Richie Finestra.
Finestra.
And so she moves into the city with kind of her... beatnik friends.
Bohemian friends.
That's the word I wanted to use. And she poses for this artist nude, and she has... We talked about it years ago on the Don and Mike show. We explored the values of the Merkin.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I think when...
You know, Mac saw the episode. Did you like it, Mac?
I'm thinking full bush.
There we are, Mac. Thank you very much. So
I didn't have to turn his mic on for that.
And I had to explain to Carla what the Merkin was, because she did not know what the Merkin was. And I said, really, when they're doing full frontal, quite often that almost serves as like a bikini bottom.
Yeah.
But it's modeled after, you know, it's
I
not
think it's
real
a,
is
appropriate
what it is.
To the era, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm sure. Yes, of course. In the 70s, I remember. You can go back and look at a Playboy.
Yeah, you remember.
I remember that. I like that. Still might.
I have a clip.
Still might, actually.
Right. I have a clip from the most recent episode of Vinyl. That scene in particular.
Sheer patties. They have the feel of
Corinthian silk. Corinthian silk.
And then there's another model in the... So I guess there's a lot of nude modeling going in this artist studio.
Yeah.
And then there's another guy that stands up and... he was like Bobby Cannavale.
John Holmes.
We were going back and forth as to whether we DVR'd it and whether we were going to stay up and watch the rest of it. And Carla's like busting my chops. As soon as you see that guy, she goes, I think we should stay up and watch the rest of this.
That's when she said perfect.
Yeah, she said perfect. Well, there's another guy, you know, that really made me feel like, you know, mushroom the ass clown. That's the way I felt, you know, when I watched this. So, yeah.
The show, though, I thought I had
it meanders in my opinion.
I thought it had a great start, and these last two episodes it left me wanting a different show to watch.
You know what? I think there's too much going on.
First of all, we've criticized on other television shows the use of the music video. When they don't have any dialogue and they don't have anything to say, well, this show, by its very nature, you can use the music video forever.
Ever.
And
it's not perfect. The music, though, is very good. I like the music,
I don't like the slow motion which they use because they don't have any dialogue either.
For
you know?
2 minutes or a minute and a half when they'll have someone who looks strangely like Janis Joplin singing a song. Or someone who is Buddy Holly lip-syncing.
They did Bowie.
Yeah, and well, he was a character, too. But also they do the weird cutaways, like the thing they did with Buddy Holly singing, I can understand what they mean
to do. All over the place. I think it's all over the place, and I'm losing a little bit of interest, but if you put Olivia Wilde naked on screen,
I mean, it's a big win for everybody.
Hanging in there. I think everybody feels the exact same way. I don't know. I'd like to see more direction, but there are a lot of scenes that end, and they really don't explain it, and you really can't track with the storyline. And I think we get, by this time, I think we get that the character of Bobby Cannavale is hopelessly addicted to narcotics.
What?
I think they've made that point. You know, can he put the cocaine on his hand one more time and just do the, and then lick it, you know, the whole, I mean, my God.
Although he's pretty good at it.
If he did that much coke.
He's pretty good at looking like he's really doing it, though.
Wasn't there another show where the actors talked about what they used in those scenes to do those that were not, it was something that was.
I know what it was. It was Kevin McCarthy asked Pacino about it. And right. Pacino talked about how hard it was to do fake blow in
Scarface. Yeah, in the movie Scarface, right. Mm-hmm. And they used something that was not pleasant and was not easy to deal with, right?
Yeah, I think...
Aspirin? No.
No, it wasn't aspirin.
No,
I'm trying to
think. Aspirin. That would kill you, too, if you did that much aspirin.
But you know what?
You bleed from your eyes if you did that much aspirin.
But your head would not hurt.
No, wouldn't hurt a little bit.
I can't remember what it was. It like maybe like baby formula?
Powdered sugar?
Oh, it could be. I don't know. The good stuff.
Hey, by the way, can I ask you a question about that tape you used to rejoin us a while back?
Yeah.
When is that a recent clip from House of Cards?
This season, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
See, I got to catch up with it.
Oh, it's good. You got to check
Mike,
it out.
You're
going to
love
season.
It.
That's our little TV corner. I've gotten to the most important part. Let me just say that. I don't want to give a spoiler alert, but I've gotten to the main dramatic focus of the season.
Oh, good. Okay.
Pretty amazing.
It gets wild, Mike.
Wild, good. I want to tell you.
I'm looking forward to it. We'll take a break when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's news you may not need. Stick around, everybody.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, Gary impersonates a police officer and actually pulls someone over.
It's true.
It's unbelievable. We are not making this up.
You can't make it up.
And we're lucky that Gary's not in jail right now. Also, I'm going to buy a new car.
Oh, I've heard that before.
Check it all out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and leave a 5-star review and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
Buy a truckload of t-shirts.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Way to keep humping there, Gary Stein. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. A brand new sponsor of our show is called Avant. I want to talk money for just a second here. Oscar was just talking about the fact that he bought a fixer-upper. And I'm very honest with you about my lot in life and how I do. I'm somebody that went from doing extremely well for years and years and years, and now I watch my pennies a lot more. Like so many of you, I'm doing that. The great middle class. I think everybody would agree that it gets tougher for the middle class as the years go on. And I want to talk about Avant because I'll give you a classic example. You have a home improvement project and you need some money. There's a company that understands the middle class. There's a company that understands the average folks and that can help you, because quite often you'll be looking at something that is a significant cost for you and you just don't have the disposable to write the check and get it done. And Avant provides access to unsecured personal loans from $1,000 to $35,000. A great example would be my air conditioning unit.
Yep.
That's a perfect example of something you could use Avant for. You simply go to avantoffer.com. You check your competitive rate, and checking your rate is risk-free. No effect on your FICO score at all. Complete your application in minutes, and literally minutes, the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. It takes very, very little time. See how easy and convenient borrowing is through the AvantOffer.com. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon gift card after you make your first payment on time for this offer. And to check your rate risk-free, go to AvantOffer.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's AVANTOffer.com. Promo code TMOS, AvantOffer.com, and TMOS. I really like this company, and I think they're really trying to help out the people in the middle. I really do believe that. We talked to the people from Avant, and they were very, very impressive. Loans made by web bank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day, if approved, by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of the Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details. So thank you, Avant, and we appreciate that. We've had some financial companies join us on the Mike O'Mara Show. That's the first one that said they're focused on the middle class, and I meant what I said.
Pretty cool.
By that nice meeting we had with those guys just the other day. And without further ado, let's start the news.
News.
People are always saying the Kardashians are setting the wrong example for young people. I disagree. Listen to what the latest, is it Kendall? I think it's Kendall.
Kendall. Ah, yes.
This is what she says. Quote, "People say the reason they went to college was to get a job, but I already have a job." Thank you, Kendall.
That's
appreciate
nice.
That. Yeah, as long as you're getting $10,000 per tweet, why bother informing yourself about the world and how it works? They have apps and personal assistants for that stuff, right? Our future is in great hands, people. Just thought I'd share that stupidity right at the beginning of
She doesn't tweet a lot about world history.
I don't know whether it's Kylie, Kendall,
Khloe, Kim, I don't know which one, but she's a Kardashian. There you go.
She's a Kardashian.
Yeah. There it is. Actor Ken Howard died yesterday. There's no word yet on the cause of death, but he would have turned 72 this coming Monday. Ken, probably best known for The White Shadow. That was a show I did not watch back in the day. I think you logged a little time with
yeah,
it.
Like,
or were you just grief-whoring yesterday?
No.
You were doing a lot of grief-whoring
yesterday. Yeah, I mentioned The White Shadow. I watched a little, but I loved him as Thomas Jefferson in 1776.
Was he in the movie?
Yeah, he was the movie and on Broadway. Actually, I have a short clip I can play.
I would like to hear him in 1776.
He's got one of the greatest notes, and one of the great things about 1776, it explains how the Declaration of Independence came to be, and letters bear this out. Thomas Jefferson, one of the reasons he didn't want to write it is he was horny. He wanted to leave Philadelphia and go home to his wife so he could bone her. And this is the scene where
actually in one of those ye old letters, too.
Yeah. And so this is actually, Thomas Jefferson is talking to John Adams, and John Adams reveals he also is horny.
Well, Mr. Jefferson.
Mr. Adams!
Mr. Jefferson.
Mr. Adams, I have not seen my wife for the past 6 months. I beg of you, Mr.
And we solemnly declare that we will preserve our liberties, being with one mind, resolved to die free men rather than to live slaves.
But I burn, Mr. A.
So do I, Mr. J.
You
do.
John.
Who'd have thought it?
that's so Robin straight. Me being extra queenie there. That's
but
the way
it's such
it goes.
A great musical. Great
Ken
story.
Howard, so he was the White Shadow from 78 to 81 on CBS. It was created by Gwyneth Paltrow's dad, Bruce Paltrow.
I did not know that.
That's
cool.
A little factoid you might not have known. And baseball legend Joe Garagiola died Wednesday at the age of 90. He played 9 seasons in the majors in the 40s and 50s for teams including the Cardinals, the Pirates, the Cubs, and the New York Giants. You know, along with my mom, 2016.
Wow.
Truly overwhelming, right? Yeah. With celebrity deaths?
Three yesterday.
I mean,
three notable
really,
ones yesterday.
I mean,
yeah.
Amazing. Joe Garagiola, for people that grew up during that era and watched him on TV, he was a catcher, just like his boyhood friend Yogi Berra. After his career ended in 1954, he started a long career in broadcasting. He had a long stint calling games for the network, NBC, and was also a host on the Today Show. And he also did the Westminster Dog Show.
Oh, that's right.
He had a great career. He had a great career before he retired. From 1998 to 2012, I didn't know this, he did color commentary for the Arizona Diamondbacks, where his son Joe Jr. was general manager. In 1991, he was inducted into the broadcaster's wing of the Baseball Hall of Fame. And when I read this story, for some strange reason, I remember the fact that the Red Sox got rid of Don Orsillo, and it pisses me off. I wish we had a Hall of Fame broadcaster, and we should have for a long time, but we got that other...
In the movie Best in Show, I always thought that the Fred Willard character was sort of had its roots in Joe Garagiola. You know, the sort of over-the-top, goofy...
Over-the-top, but really not knowing what was going on.
But having no clue. Exactly. But a great, very great broadcaster.
Beginning next season, they are adding 5 yards to touchbacks in the NFL.
Yards!
So teams would now start from their own 25. The league wants to cut back on dangerous collisions by increasing the incentive not to run the ball back. All right. I get it. I understand what you're doing. You know, I know that they've also said just put it on the 20-yard line and start. The league made a similar move 5 years ago, moving the actual kick up 5 yards. That's why you see so many of these that go through the end zone. Mm-hmm. That increased touchbacks because a lot of kickers, you know, can blast it through. Some people think that the new rule, moving it out to 25, if you get a touchback, that could actually have the opposite effect. The thinking is that since you're giving up 5 more yards, more kickers will be instructed not to kick as hard and instead pin the ball inside the 10-yard line to force a return rather than giving up 25 yards. I hate to say this because I don't like the idea of more head injuries, but that fascinates me. If they keep the rule in place as it is, it will be very, very interesting
see the
to watch an NFL game and see if they actually try
the
to do that.
Yeah. Wow.
We'll see what happens. They said they made the change in college and it did help, but that, they said, is because kickers in college are not able to finesse the kickoffs as well as maybe some of the pros might be able to do. I don't know. Sometimes I always like get double conspiracy theories where they might put this out there because as a football fan, I'm going to be like watching this now to see exactly what would happen with
instead
that.
Of kicking the ball, they throw it.
That's right. Get a running start from the end zone.
Mass.
I know.
Overhead.
Sports games. A woman named Tracy Anderwald and her 5-year-old daughter Allison were swimming in the pool last Friday near Corpus Christi, Texas. While Tracy was in the deep end, she started having a seizure and she passed out. This is the mom. Luckily, the 5-year-old Allison has been swimming since she was 2.5. She dove in and somehow managed to pull her mom all the way across the pool to the shallow end. Then she got on those steps they have in these home pools.
Yeah.
Flipped her over and onto her back, made sure her head was above the water so she could breathe, and ran inside to get help. This is a 5-year-old pulled this off.
Whoa.
Tracy woke up in the hospital. She said she doesn't remember any of it, but their security camera got the whole thing on video. I watched it this morning. It is absolutely fascinating.
Well, we're still working with Mac to get the coffee order right.
That's truly spectacular. But because I like to offer balance on this show, now a little something-something from Tallahassee, Florida. Nice. 32-year-old Leslie Miller. He doesn't know how to handle a breakup. He wanted to get revenge on his ex's new boyfriend a few weeks ago, and he knew the guy drove a yellow 2002 Chevy Monte Carlo.
That's a good color.
Absolutely. It's a classy car.
It is.
So when he found out the guy was getting it repaired, he broke into the dealership, and he set it on fire.
Oh, my God.
Fire.
Yeah, just a little problem with Leslie's thing. It wasn't the guy's car. His yellow 2002 Chevy Monte Carlo was being repaired at a different body shop.
Oh,
so he broke into it. Leslie was arrested on Friday for arson. Call me crazy, but he might have a second charge coming because 3 days after Leslie realized he burned the wrong car up, somebody broke into the other body shop and set the ex's yellow Monte Carlo on fire.
God.
Yeah. I think it's just that he might still be messed up because of the girl's name that he has.
Oh, the girl?
Leslie. Yeah, sorry, Leslie. And yeah, we'll take a break. When we come back, it's Rob Spiewak and the Magic Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
You say you want a revolution.
Hello. This is Alexa, the voice of Amazon Echo. Oscar liked me so much that he shared me with all his friends for the holidays. Teehee. I love servicing all of Oscar's friends, and unlike that Siri, I can pronounce compulsive. If you want to find out about all the sexiest new tech, listen to Tech 411 on the More Network and buy me through the Amazon link on MikeOMaraShow.com. Buy a t-shirt.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. I want to tell you about Tracker. We love our Tracker.
Yes.
It is so fantastic. You know, in the era of smart cars and smartphones and smart homes, technology's made everything smart, but we still lose stuff. That's enough to make smart people feel really stupid. Losing things is now a thing of the past thanks to Tracker. Tracker is a coin-sized device that locates misplaced keys, wallets, bags, computers, anything, and it does it in seconds. All you have to do is pair your tracker to your smartphone, attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. It's that easy.
Yep.
And if you lose your phone, just press the button on Tracker, and Tracker will ring your phone, even if it's on silent. Over 1.5 million devices. Tracker has the largest crowd GPS network in the world, so your lost item will show up on a map, and it even looks good. I love Tracker, even if it's miles away. Never lose anything again thanks to Tracker. TMOS listeners will get a special 40% discount when they order their first Tracker device. Go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to thetracker.com right now and use the code TMOS. Thetracker.com and code TMOS. And we thank you. Let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, March 24th, 2016.
I mentioned yesterday there was 3 celebrity deaths. You covered Joe Garagiola and Ken Howard. But
Ken
also
Howard.
Ken Howard from A Tribe Called Quest. Fife Dog, who was only 45 and had been battling diabetes for a long time. He passed away. 45 is way too young. Here's him from a song called Oh My God, in which he refers to himself as the funky diabetic.
Brothers find it smart to do, but never me. Some brothers try to diss for Malik. You see him bitching me, not care about them DBMC.
And granted, it's not really my genre of music, but the guy had a great sense of humor and a good rapper. Good guy.
A phenomenal group, especially for that time.
Yeah, ahead of their time.
Yeah, and, you know, 2 frontmen. You've got Q-Tip as well.
Right.
Q-Tip's still with us. But as far as hip-hop is concerned, Mike, you know, a cornerstone group.
Big man, was he?
His name was Fife Dog, and it was A Tribe Called Quest.
Yes.
Was he large?
No, I don't think he was.
I saw him in concert at UMBC when my brother
sometimes
went there.
Sometimes you got to be big when you get the sugar.
Yeah, that's why I was always shocked because you would hear the lyrics and I was like, he looks healthy. He's just a young guy.
Safe home, funky diabetic. Chris Pratt, who is a cool guy, and I love what he's done recently with his career, has hooked up with the Boys and Girls Clubs and is doing a charity thing where if you enter, you can hang with him for a day. And he did a very funny video with the director of Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and this is him promoting his contest, but it's just funny.
Hey guys, Chris Pratt here. I'm going to get right to it. I want to make you the newest Guardian of the Galaxy. What? I'm being serious. I've teamed up with Omaze to offer you the chance to be my comrade for a day on the set of Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
I'm just filled with the giving spirit of charity, and I'm giving it all up. I'm revealing who Star-Lord's father is.
You can't.
You don't understand what a spoiler is. I keep telling you this every
single
time.
I do know what a spoiler is. I had one on my Honda CRX in high school.
So if you're interested, you can Google that up. Cool. It's for a good cause. Mike, do you remember some years ago when Burt Reynolds got in Cosmopolitan and posed naked on a bearskin rug?
Oh, my God. I remember it well. It was a national story, huge story in the day, back in the day. Way back. What year was that?
It had to have been like late 70s, mid to late 70s, like 77.
Yeah,
but Bert did an interview recently, he regrets it.
Do you have the audio?
I do.
Yeah, I wish I hadn't done that. I have to be truthful. I was totally zonkered when we did the picture. And that stupid smile is... that's what it is.
Thank you, Bert.
Well said.
He was totally zonkered, unlike the way he was when he did that interview.
No, straight as an arrow right there.
I was totally zonkered.
Here's a game we haven't played in a while, and it's a fun one. It's one of my favorites. It's the Oscar Santana Challenge.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. The Rolling Stones are coming to Cuba to play a show.
That's
exciting. And they put up a video where Mick speaks in Spanish.
Okay.
Can you translate it,
please?
Please. Because this is Spanish Mick Jagger, everybody.
Hola, Cuba.
Well, obviously, that's hello,
hola, Cuba.
Cuba. Yeah, okay.
Hello,
very Cuba. Good.
Estamos muy felices de tocar para ustedes.
We are very excited, very happy to play for you.
Hemos tocado en muchos lugares increíbles, pero
Let me see if I can do it.
Okay.
We'll be playing many locations in Cuba.
No, you're good. We've played many incredible locations.
Oh, okay. All right. Nice. Very good. All right.
Esto en La Habana será histórico para nosotros.
The gig in Havana will be historic for them.
Well, he actually used the word gig?
Well, basically.
Okay. He's making this up, by the way.
Esperamos que lo sea para ustedes también.
Hopefully it'll be historic.
Gracias
for you.
Gracias por darnos la bienvenida a su hermoso país.
Thanks for the welcome to your beautiful country.
Oh, that's neat.
Esperamos verlos a todos en 25 de marzo en Ciudad de Deportiva de La Habana.
We expect to see you all on 25th of March in the Ciudad Deportiva in Havana.
Very cool.
Yes.
But it's neat that he did the whole thing in Spanish.
He translated for us.
I've been hanging out with my mom.
Well done. I like that. Fantastic.
So remember how Ted Cruz said he had committed the entire movie, The Princess Bride, to memory?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Maybe he also follows the movie The American President, because this is something he said without crediting the movie yesterday.
Last night, Donald threatened my wife.
And by the way, that voice. Yeah. Fix it.
Last night, Donald threatened my wife. He went directly after my wife. And if Donald wants to get in a character fight, he's better off sticking with me because Heidi is way out of his league.
Oh, okay. He flubbed it. He flubbed the line.
You know what? You're still going to get boned for stealing the line from a movie. But if you fluff it, it's 10 times
worse.
Yeah,
he might as well back out of the election now. Here is Michael Douglas from The American President.
You want a character to debate, Bob? You better stick with me, because Sidney Ellen Wade is way out of your league.
And you see, Michael Douglas got it right. I vote for Michael Douglas.
Yes.
Well, I think that, just my opinion, but I think I think Michael Douglas is a slightly better actor.
I go, it's tight.
Yeah, I know. It's tight.
Tight. Oh, and Mike, this is for you. Florida traffic update.
In Florida, an Anheuser-Busch truck collided with a Frito-Lay truck. I'm not making this up. Spilling beer and chips all over the highway. That happened. That really happened. Yeah. course, in Florida, they call that an Easter miracle. Yeah.
Thank you.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS. And that is Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. Sound all right? It sounded like I got louder.
No, you're fine.
You sound great.
You sure?
Yeah.
To get your message or birthday request into the mailbag, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And don't forget to take our survey. Just click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It means a lot to us. We rely on your word of mouth. So tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying thanks again, Nana. And we'll see you next time on the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.